service.
Michael Palo is our fourth pillar of footy from the Fremantle Dockers. He's injured. Will he ever play football again? Michael Palo, how's the recovery going, mate? Good morning.
Morning, guys. Yeah, it's going really well. It's been just a little bit frustrating, I suppose. It's a very minor injury on some of the injuries I've had in my history, so feeling quite good and just doing the rehab as I can and hopefully out there sooner rather than
so
later.
So any chance you might get back a little bit quicker, Mike?
I'm quite confident, yeah, but it's the medicos and the sports science and physios I'll be guided by them, and the rehab has been set out for a kind of 4 to 6 week period, but as all players do, we're really driven to try and prove them wrong. But I'm feeling really good. It's going as well as could be expected. But, again, I'll miss this week, that's for sure.
Mate, I wanted to talk about this fellow, and he's on the back page of the paper this morning. I met Colin Sylvia at the cerebral palsy walk the other day, and what a lovely bloke he was. He was great with the kids and great with the parents, and there's a push for him to play. Do you reckon he might make his opportunity this weekend?
What was it like to be there when you met him? Two very renowned talkers going at each other. Colin's a hard one to shut up at times. No, but he's come along, especially when he's been able to play string a couple of games together for Peel now, and the opportunity's there for Colin, and match committee will meet, and he'll be right at the top of the agenda, I think, and hopefully if he gets his chance, he can bring some of that form he's been able to display over the past few weeks at Peel.
Mick, I've got to say, I was trying to think of the last time Fremantle went into a home game and I couldn't confidently tip them. I reckon I'm leaning slightly towards you, but it's absolutely no gimme. And Essendon beat you last year, and obviously we know about the players out. Gee, this is a massive game coming off the Hawthorn loss, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big game, I suppose, in the context of we were really disappointed in our effort and our performance against Hawthorn last weekend. And the game can't really come quick enough for us to be able to, put that performance to bed. But 9 day break, a few players with injury clouds and whatnot. But as is always said, we're no excuse football club, and really looking forward to whoever gets the opportunity to play Essendon this week. And as you mentioned, they're red hot. They go in the kick of Hawthorn, I think, and watch them play Carlton on Sunday, and geez, they were very, very impressive. So
they were
a massive challenge for our group, and we'll have a really good look at them over the next few days, and we'll be fully armed.
All right, buddy. Well, hopefully they will be. I reckon the coach would have been saying, why didn't you follow the match plan? Why didn't you follow the game plan? It seemed like it was out the window. He looked bemused. Hopefully you'll be back soon, Michael. We'll talk again next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk next week.
Michael Barlett inside the Dockers camp. Unusual protests happening in regards to the Guildford Hotel.